extra tufts are as common in Alaska as the Stetson hat is in Texas. The brown fisherman's neoprene boots are the last rubber footwear made in the United States. But production of the boots is moving out of its plant, and officials in the city where extra tufts are made say the jobs are going overseas. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
Acknowledging that extra tough boots are popular in Alaska is like telling someone, hey, that newfangled automobile might just catch on. The boots have been around for years, and they're everywhere, including at Sitka's Eliason Harbor. Paul Yannick owns the Sequoia, a 56-foot wooden fishing vessel. He says extra tufts are as important to fishing as anything else on board the boat.
They're light, they're flexible, and a good support. They're easy to get on and off. They grab your ankles. You know, they hold tight on your feet. But the grip on the deck is incredible, even on ice.
On board, a couple crew members are listening to an iPod and preparing bait before they go longlining for black cod. One of them is Mike McVeigh, who, yes, is wearing extra tufts, just as he has since he started fishing in Alaska 19 years ago.
I came up here from Texas, so I didn't know much about anything as far as what to wear. And traded in my cowboy boots for extra tufts, because that's the advice I was given, and they were right.
So news that extra tufts' parent company, Honeywell, plans to move production of the boot overseas came as a surprise to McVeigh, but he says the boots are so ingrained in Alaska culture that moving the manufacturing operation should not make a big difference to their popularity.
Yeah, as long as they're available, you know, if they're still readily available, then the news is not all bad.
Extra tufts were first made by the B.F. Goodrich Company in the 1950s, and in the 1970s, production moved to a plant on the Mississippi River in Rock Island, Illinois. Honeywell Corporation bought the brand in 2008, and the company confirms that it's moving extra tough manufacturing out of the Illinois plant by April at the earliest. KCAW requested a phone interview with Honeywell and sent questions by email. The company replied with a one-paragraph written statement that said moving extra tough production out of the Rock Island plant will, quote, build the company's manufacturing footprint. Most of our specific questions went unanswered, such as where the boots will now be made or how many U.S. jobs will be affected.
For us, it's 250 to 300 jobs. They didn't give us an exact number.
That is David Pauly, the mayor of Rock Island.
We were told that they're consolidating it. They have another plant in China that makes the same boot, and they're consolidating all their operations to that one plant.
Pauly says his office got wind of the company's plan about 2 or 3 months ago.
So we called them and asked them what was going on. They sent some representatives in town. We talked about it, asked if there was anything that we could do to keep the plant here, and the decision has already been made.
He says about 45 Honeywell employees will stay in Rock Island to work on products other than extra tufts. Back to Sitka. If extra tufts are most visible in the harbors, maybe the second biggest collection of the boots is at Murray Pacific. The large store deals in fishing gear and is one of Alaska's biggest extra tuff dealers.
Okay, so we'll start out here with the insulated. That they just have a little insulation in them, and you still need to have a liner in the sole to keep your feet warm. So we saw.
That's Linda Board. She manages Murray Pacific. Hundreds of pairs of boots are lying on their sides in this aisle, oddly enough, like freshly caught fish at an open air market.
At a given time, we probably have about 300 pair on hand, and you know, we sell them all year round.
She heard the boots will be made overseas from the extra tough sales rep who visits her 2 or 3 times a year. As a result, she is stocking up.
I have a huge order coming the 1st of July, just in case there's a time lag of them getting set up and a lead time to get them in. Because they've been so good coming out of Chicago, I can order them and I can have them here in 3 weeks. So I don't know whether that's going to be the case now.
It's really nice to have something made in America.
That's Gary Hayes, who manages Sitka's Work and Rugged Gear store.
Filson and Company, along with Pendleton, have been kind of our two big outerwear brands that have somewhat kept things domestic, along with some sock brands. But yeah, it's going to change. I mean, they really, you know, it's on every box, made in the USA.
And when that label goes away, Hayes says he has some questions. He presumes, for example, that by moving the manufacturing overseas, the company will save money. And he wonders if that savings will be passed along to retailers so that they, in turn, can pass it along to customers who might expect a lower price once they know that the boots aren't made in the United States anymore. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.